Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Just Said Morning Call. Get ready to bring up the call. We had an exciting call last night on company streaming with a coach, and I believe they'll probably cover some of those wonderful announcements that went over last night. But let me go ahead and bring up the call. Just hold on, and the call will be up briefly.
Good morning and happy Thursday to you. This is Marcia Pruitt in Dallas, Texas. Really excited to welcome all of you to our team call. Good morning and welcome. This is our Jet Set 30-day blitz call. We're blitzing all the way to convention where we have less than 2 weeks left. I want to quickly go through some of our announcements. We're all blitzing towards convention, and we're encouraging everyone to go to your certified RTA trainings this weekend or wherever you have them in your local area between now and convention. So make sure and check your back office and encourage all your team. If they're new and haven't gone, of course they got to go. But if they've already gone, encourage them to go again. That'll help in helping people to get encouraged to go to the convention as well. We want to also continue to use all the tools that are available to us. One of our tools available 24 hours a day is our Jet Set 24-hour hotline. Let's make sure you have the number. That number is area 512-404-1250. And if you're wondering still, after you get off this call, how to get a check next week, I suggest that you call that 512 number and press 4 after you get off this line. It will certainly help you. And also use all the other lines as well just so you can listen and see how that can help you as well. Also, I want to make sure everyone's aware and bring at least two friends to the conference call tonight. Have two new people listen to this business tonight. There's going to be a great business presentation done by our director, Carone March, and our multiple $10,000 dream bonus earner, Alton Patterson. Now, that's going to be tonight on this line at 9 p.m. Central Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You'll want to have about two people listen to the call, and afterwards, just ask them what they like best about what they've heard. That's one of the best ways that we can use all of our tools. Also, we're all blitzing towards convention. You're registered. Get all your team registered. I like what Holton Bugs said yesterday, and that is, you know, now that we're all going to convention, what do you hope to gain from convention now that we're all registered so that we can go there with a purpose? I like that. And also encourage everyone, make sure that they have a register for the YTB University classes, okay? Those classes are going to be great instruction, great inspiration. You're going to wish that you would have had a class every single time and encouraged all your team. So just want to make sure the YTB University classes, make sure that you're pre-registered. And also make sure that you set aside Friday, August 8th, we're going to be in one of the YTB University classes where we're going to have our Jet Set Awards and Recognition Ceremony, and you all are invited. I want to go ahead and make sure if you're in Texas tonight, or if you're in Dallas, Texas, or in the area of Dallas, Texas, I want to invite you over to James and Marcia Pruitt's Thursday night live meeting. We're going to do that at the Hilton Garden Inn. That's in Duncanville, Texas, on 800 North Main Street. But we're going to have in Rick Ricketts, sixth-level director, million-dollar earner. He's going to be in our meeting tonight at 7:15. So I know that if you're anywhere near Dallas, Texas, you'll make sure and come on out tonight. And I look forward to seeing you. We have a fast start event happening on Saturday. This is also available on your homepage of your YTB site. But, yes, we've got Rick Ricketts in this Saturday, a real blowout event. Rick Ricketts will be there. David Marley Spunk will be there. And James and Marcia Pruitt will be there. And all the Texas directors as well. So we hope to invite all of you out. Now, that's going to take place at the Holiday Inn Select in North Dallas. That exact address is 2645 LBJ Freeway. So that's in North Dallas off 635 and Josie Lane at 10 a.m. If you need more detail about that, go ahead and go to your homepage and click on the Fast Start events, and you will find all of the detailed information there. But for now, it's time to bring on our leader. And as you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates that his earnings are over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite circle of champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. So let's greet him this morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning to you, Marcia Pruitt, and good morning to you, every one of you champions across this nation and throughout the world. Good morning to you, Power Team leaders. Good morning, $10,000 Dream Bonus owners. Good morning, President's Club ring wearers. Good morning, directors and Circle of Champions. Good morning to each and every one of you. Marcia, I am still tingling from last night's meeting here in Atlanta. Let me tell you what an incredible event that was. Man, my eyebrows are still raised. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. What a beautiful, beautiful center they put together there. Skipping Doris Lewis, the ladies of Team Vision, Melissa Boston, so many leaders. I feel like I'm forgetting. It's just awesome. You know, they came in, did a powerful, powerful travel training. Now, I've been doing this for a while, and I was learning stuff without even trying. It was just incredible, the information they were giving. And I stepped out for a moment, Marcia, just to wash my hands and get ready for my part. When I came back in, I wondered if I was in a time warp or I walked into the wrong room, but I came in and everybody was doing the Cupid shuffle to the left, to the left, to the left, to the left. Now walk it by yourself. I'm like, what's going on here? It was incredible. So much fun. My part came, and then what a powerful, powerful call that was last night with the founders of our company. You know, it was just, I want to just thank all of the people that made it so special here in Atlanta. I'm telling you, I've never felt so much love, and it was just really wonderful. But the topic today for today's call, you know, I've heard this said before, and I've watched this happen before, and it just seems to be the case. You know, folks, winners win and losers lose. Now, I want to say that one more time. Winners win and losers lose. You know, I've just seen it. You know, a winner always tries to find a way to win. He's always looking for his break, looking for the crack, looking for that open so he can get in and win, looking for his chance to win. Winners win and losers lose. I've seen this so many times when people are on the right track to winning, and right before they get to the finish line, they just quit, or to make a bonehead move, or they just seem to mess up, or a series of bad decisions. I've just seen it where winners win and losers lose. Now, I want to make a real distinction here. If you're on this call, I think you are a winner. You know, we always say that, you know, our checks come from YTV, but our blessings come from above. And if you're on this call listening, we think that you're a part of the Jet Set. We're happy to have you here. Winners win and losers lose. I look back in sports, you know, all the champions that there are in sports and all the wonderful players that there are in sports, wonderful coaches in sports. But I've noticed even in sports, certain players want to stick with certain coaches. Why? Because they're winners, and they've fought this battle before, and they've won. I look at Magic Johnson. He only wanted to play while he was being coached by Pat Riley. How many rings does he have? He got one for his thumb, one for every other finger. I look at Michael Jordan. He only wanted to play being coached by Phil Jackson. Why? Because he was a winner. He's won before. He knows how to win. How many rings does Michael have? I think he's got one he can hang from his ear. You know, ladies and gentlemen, connect with the winner, somebody that's fought this battle before, somebody that's won, somebody that's been here before. This battle might be new for you, but it's not new for Coach. He's been here before. See, Coach Tomer is a winner. Where else do you find a retired pastor who's earned hundreds of millions of dollars, got a lifelong burning mission to create 10,000 millionaires in 10 years with 10 spiritual laws? And I'm one of them. What do you think I think about Coach? You know what? If Coach tells me it's two left and a right, well, I'm making two left and a right. And it just seems like so many people come to this company and they're beat up and they've been through some things and they've had that, and now they're in a great position. Now by following coach, their finances have changed. Now by following coach, they're a little bit better as a person. You know, they're doing things honestly, doing things the right way. Their relationships have been better. Why? All because of coach's influence. Winners win and losers lose. You know, it's just important, I think, that we continue to latch on to a winner, to Coach Toma. Latch on to him. He knows what he's talking about. He's been here before. You know, that conference call last night, I thought it was absolutely on the money. Folks, we have a very, very special call today. I want you to get your pens and paper out and really listen carefully, because you're going to hear from some really selective people that are absolute winners. The first person I want to bring on this line is my partner in success, ladies and gentlemen. He's a third-level director. Everybody's hero, ladies and gentlemen. He is a multiple President's Club ring wearer and a big-time bonus earner. Help me welcome to the line none other than Mr. Roland Natouris. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, man, what an awesome analogy about winning. You know, I think back about the Boston Celtics, man, how last year they were the last place, the very last. Then the management, the coaches, Doc Rivers said, you know, we got to make some minor changes, and we got to change some things around. We got to put good players here. They, you know, and they brought in Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett, and that change, you know, it was a couple for some people on the team. Some people had to pack up their stuff, you know, move their cloud over their locker and move to another city, and new players had to come in, and it was a little inconvenient. But, James, because of that change, that made them the most dominant team last year. I mean, they didn't just win, they dominated. They didn't just win, they dominated all the way through the NBA championship from last all the way to holding the trophy, saying that we are winners. James, I really believe that YTV, our goal is not to just win. Our goal is to dominate it. From the beginning, Coach said that we're going to be the number one travel company in the planet, the number one. We're not just going to win, James. We're going to dominate. How you doing, good looking?
And I'm doing good, Rhoda. Just those words resonate in my mind. Winners win and losers lose. So if you're looking for a chance to lose, this is it. Go ahead. Be one of those, you know. But stick with the winner if you want to win. And, Rhoda, I'm telling you, I'm right here with Coach. I'm right here. See, I've never done network marketing before. You know, people say, James, you're just so blessed to find this company. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. I'm not the only one that's found this company first, and I'm not the only one that's never been here before. But I have latched on to someone that has been here before, someone that's been here before, someone that's dominated, someone that's been under attack and found a way to win, someone that was, you know, had all kind of opposition, all kind of people coming after him, and they found a way to win. They dominated their industry, and now he's dominating another industry. If he tells you, hold tight, I got you. Man, I've been holding tight on the coach ever since we joined, Roland. And look around you, Roland. Look around you, Marcia. Look around how our lives have changed because we latched on to this winner. You know, having no experience in network marketing with other companies, I think it's important for you and you and you to hear from someone that's a winner, that's been a winner at every company he's ever been in. I want him just to come on this line and just talk a little bit about what he observes being a person that's played with other teams, being a person that's played with other ball clubs, if you will, the sports analogy, and now he's on YTB. And it took me a long time to recruit this gentleman because he was already winning. It's hard to convince a winner to make a move when he's winning. But, ladies and gentlemen, he's here with YTB. He's got a heart the size of Texas, and he absolutely wants to help each and every one of us and can speak to you from an experienced position. And just I want to hear a little bit of his insight, what he can share with you. I want all of you all to help me welcome to the call, National Director, Superstar, still setting team records, Mr. Craig Sweet. Are you there, Craig?
I'm here, James. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Craig. Good to have you on, Craig. Yesterday we heard that conference call, and afterwards you and I had a conversation, and we were just like, man, oh, man, we're so glad to be where we are. We're so glad to be following Coach. You know, we just said, boy, if you've ever believed in Coach, ever, if you've ever believed in Coach, ever, if you've ever believed in Coach, ever, and now he's saying, hey, Let's go to work. Let's stand tall. You see, we have no competition, Craig. Coach talked about those statistics on how our travel bookings are through the roof, up 176%. He talked about the most viewed article on Travel Weekly was about us. And the number two most viewed article on Travel Weekly is about how Royal Caribbean is downsizing and laying people off and going smaller instead of larger. You see, we're stuck with a winner, Craig. But I don't want you to come on and just talk a little bit about some of the things, just share your experience and your heart and your knowledge with those on this call and tell us what we need to know, Craig.
James, man, I tell you, what I have experienced, man, in the past is that many owners, they're greedy. You know, that's just the bottom line. Most owners that are in network marketing are absolutely greedy. They have no vision at all other than to get paid and get paid quickly. And you know, listening to Holton yesterday, man, we just had flashbacks, man, because, you know, we've been together in different companies and had that experience, man, in the past. And, you know, I just think that so many of us that have been networking, that's kind of what we've experienced. We've experienced people that have been at the top of the company that did not have the right heart, that did not have the right mission for their people. See, some people will just use people to step on top of them to climb themselves to the top. And then once they do, they change the pay plan and they then run off the people because they know that they're not going to stay. And then whatever that's left over, they've gotten that kind of for free, kind of, you know, just with that greed mentality. You know, with Coach, you know, after we got off that director's call yesterday, James, I mean, I was just so excited and moving around, and I was all out in the yard just walking around pacing, man, because I know that this man has a heart of gold, of a heart of platinum. He understands what true vision is, you know. And James, I'm just so excited, and I hope that everyone realizes that, you know, what's about to take place with our company, man, really is taking us to the next level, you know. And I just know for a fact that, you know, there's a lot of people out there that possibly don't understand the structure of franchise. And even though we use it almost every night of the week, you know, we say it's kind of like a franchise, you know, but it's in network marketing. And basically we're just going to flip the script and say it's a franchise model, but we use the network marketing. You know, we're just going to change the words, the order of the words, man, but it is going to be fantastic.
You know, Craig, you shared some information with me that really made me raise my eyebrow. I didn't really know. You said, man, every time YTV made a good move, we had to try to find a way to put a spin on it. You know, every time YTV did something real good, it was like, what can we tell our people when you're with a different company so they all won't just leave and come running over here? And, you know, I was like, wow, really? Like, oh, yeah, man. You know, when you all went publicly traded, we, you know, you were telling me, you all were thinking, what can we say? What
right.
can we say? Now, they're publicly traded. We're not publicly traded. What can we say to keep our people here? Well, why don't we just say that that's what companies do when they run out of money? And, you know, okay, that keeps people in for a little while longer, but, hey, that's not the truth. But that'll keep people in their company a little bit longer. Now, Craig, you're kind of seeing some of the same things happen here now that we're stepping out of the whole arena that they're in, going from a business opportunity to a legally recognized franchise all over the world. Now, just look at some of the franchises that are out there, Craig. You know, you got Starbucks, you got Subway, McDonald's, Blockbuster. And last time I saw, they have no problem going into a country and going into Europe, going into Asia, New Zealand, Australia. They just walk right in. Why? Why? Because they're a franchise. And they're governed by a different body. See, a lot of people in business don't really understand what's happening, but, Craig, you understand. And, man, you know, we're seeing that, Craig. We're seeing little flies, little gnats, just try to pester our people and bother our people. But let me tell you something, folks. If you'll keep your laser focus on, if you'll just focus on building and let coaching them do their part. But, Craig, talk a little bit about sometime how companies, other companies, imitators, will create just fiction, just make up stuff to try to get the weak in faith to look over to the side, try to get you distracted, try to keep your eyes off the prize. Talk a little bit about that, Craig.
James, you know, man, that, you're exactly right. Every company that's out there, I said this the other night on a special director's call, a Jet Set director's call to our people, man, that, you know, comparing anyone else to what we have is like comparing the Pacific Ocean to an 8-ounce glass of water. It is absolutely nothing in comparison whatsoever. And we, as jet setters, man, and RTAs with our company, reps all across the country, we should not get caught up, you know, in anything that we're hearing from any other company. You know, my Alaskan team, man, you know, I'm getting calls from them saying that people are saying that the top of the company is quitting. I'm like, man, come on now. I mean, everybody is making just more money than they've ever made in their lives. You know, we all have free insurance. We all have guaranteed income. Why would we leave and go to from the ocean, blue-green water, to a muddy glass of 8-ounce glass? There's just no way that that's true. But, you know, it's for the people that are not plugged in. See, people that's on this call, James, they're plugged into the system. They know what's going on. They get their IV, their inspirational vitamin every morning. But the people that are not plugged in, hadn't been to a meeting in 6 months, you know, and then all of a sudden they hear something from somebody, you know, a loser from another company that has to use our name in order to try to gain respect. They have to try to step on our name. And they listen to it. And then all of a sudden they start calling above and calling their sponsor and calling people they hadn't called. They hadn't called for a travel party, but yet they'll call for something negative. You know, and James, I just want to tell everybody out there that, you know, man, what we're doing is taking it to the next level. See, Coach has spent millions of dollars just recently just for the expertise of franchising. This is not something that they're just doing. They didn't just hold a board meeting in the back and say, you know what, let's do something experimental. They spent millions of dollars, guys. They spent millions of dollars to find out and to do the heavy research. We have some of the best legal team that has been assembled in any company, not just network marketing. These guys understand how to take something to the next level. And, James, it reminds me of our conversation yesterday. Now, I don't know where. Sometimes I kind of amaze myself when you and I talk, because our conversation just kind of goes into orbit, literally. And I say that because I was telling you yesterday, James, that it's just like if we were on a 777, a beautiful big jumbo jet plane that has multiple rows of seating and you know, everything is, you know, first class is in a circle. You know, they close you up and you can lay down in it and watch television and get your toes done. I mean, it has everything, you know, but regardless of that's what we're sitting in right now, there's always another level of height when it comes to getting on that plane. See, that plane was only built and only designed to go so far up in the air. You know, 55,000 feet in the air is very, very high. And we're soaring, James, way over many, many people right now. But gosh, man, I tell you, Coach and his team, they see larger heights. They see bigger heights. And they know that we can go to another level if we just go ahead and change, you know, vehicles and just revert over to something different, possibly like a shuttle, a space shuttle. You see, the space shuttle goes way, way further than 55,000 feet. It takes you literally to other planets, and that is what I see. That is my explanation to the Jet Set team out here. That is our explanation, that we're going from a 777, which is a very, very wonderful aircraft, to the space shuttle. And, James, you added to that, and I'd like for you to just kick back to you, man, for you to kind of add the reasons why, the mechanisms of why we're doing that.
Well, we were talking about that yesterday, and I said, Craig, if you think about it, a jet, You know, they can go high and high, but they can't break through Earth's gravitational pull. A plane can't break through the gravitational pull, but a rocket, a space shuttle, it's got the power, it's got the engine to take you beyond Earth's gravitational pull, take you out into orbit beyond that, to where if you look down, you can't even see the airplanes flying around the Earth. You're on a whole nother plane. I just really believe, Craig, that's exactly where we are. Roland, would you like to add anything or ask Craig any questions?
Well, man, it's awesome, man. And Craig, you said something about being shaken, you know, and not knowing what to believe. And I really believe you're right. If you're not plugged in, you know, to the system, you're not plugged in. If you don't hang around fire, you don't catch fire, man. And it's just good to know that people like you, people like Holton Bugs, man, you have confidence in our leadership, man, and coach. And you have something to compare it to, because the ownership that you were with, you said they were a little greedy, man. And I just respect you, you know, for being honest and letting us know how the other people or the other companies treat good companies, you know, like ourselves, man. I just like to commend you, man. Just thank you for being you.
Thank you so much, man. You know, Roland, one thing when you said that, I just thought about it. I was in a company with Peter Jensen, Juliet St. John, Bill Hoffman, Mike Accurso, Kent McLaughlin. All of us were in a company together. Can you imagine all of the leadership, all of the Circle of Champion guys? Man, we were all in one company assembled together. The owner of World Ventures, Mike Asquay, we were all in one company, and the founder was a billionaire, had plenty of money, deep pockets, and messed it up because of greed. And, man, that just kind of shows me that Coach, when I met Coach, my legs literally start shaking because I saw something that I've never seen before in any company. I saw a man that had vision, not greed. I know the integrity that Coach, when he's talking to me, man, I tell you, my legs start shaking. I was nervous. I knew I was getting ready to change. James didn't know. I knew I was getting ready to get on this ship. I knew that this was going to be the rocket that I was going to take to orbit. I knew that this was going to be the vehicle that I was going to align myself up with, because I never let a company down. Peter Jensen never let a company down. Kent McLaughlin, Juliet St. John, we've never let any company down. It's the company that has let us down. And I know that this man, he has so much vision that he was not going to lose the quality of people that he had assembled because of greed. He is not after just making money, guys. He is literally creating a legacy for his family and for ours. James, man, it's just so much, man, that can be said about what's taking place. I just want to say, as a person that have had some experience in the past, for those people that haven't, really hold on tight to what you have your hands on. Don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen to these people that say that we're going down. The only thing that's going down is deposits in the bank. That's the only thing that's going down. On that counter at the bank, we're letting people have it big time, and we're changing people's lives forever. And there is something about YTB that is so special, and you have your hands on it, and I dare you to not go out there and continue on. We have to do our job to spread this wealth. We have to do our job in order to create the legacy and keep that legacy happening for you and your family from now on.
Winners win and losers lose. You know, Craig, I think this compensation plan and what Coach has put together, you can see how they built the foundation for it to last throughout, and now we're taking it to a whole other level. You know, I just look at some of the people that we know, some of the winners on our team. I'm reminded of a gentleman that I have just absolutely hold in extremely high regard. His name is Reverend Art Gatlin. You know, I remember sometime, Roland, you were there when, you know, I did a travel party for you, and Arthur Gatlin joined the business, and he said, man, can you come by my home? I want to do a presentation at my home. And I said, well, man, I'll be there. Can we do it tonight? That's how quick I was. Can you do it tonight? Yeah, we can do it tonight. And I walked into Arthur Gatlin's home, and, man, it was about 45 people in there. I'm like, this guy, man, well, he pulls the folks together quick. Man, I did that presentation to all those 45 people. We had folks join the business, join the business, join the business. And let me tell you something. Because Arthur Gavin had that travel party at his home immediately, you know who was there? The founders of the STAR team, Joanna Moore, Rachel Moore, Graham Harris. And see, now, Arthur Gatlin is already a success story, already a proven success with what he does. You know, they set up all sorts of foundations, and they do event planning for the NFL, for the Pro Bowl, for the Nat Moore Foundation. So Arthur got really, really involved about 2 months after he got in the business. He got a little, you know, pulled away over here, setting this up, pulled away over there, setting this up. And we kind of stopped working together. But because of those 2 months that we worked together real close, Arthur Gatlin has never, ever missed a paycheck. Because of that, Arthur Gatlin is wearing the President's Club ring. Because of that, Arthur Gatlin, ladies and gentlemen, has a team of 7,000 RTAs. And let me tell you something. Because of the 2 months that we did. Why? Because Arthur Gatlin went out there and found some winners. And see, with this compensation plan we've got, he had the ability to go and take care of some other things he needed to take care of. But this compensation plan kept on ticking. It kept on earning. It kept on going. I just want to bring him on the call, if we could, real quick near the end. Arthur Gatlin, are you there?
I'm here, James. How are you this morning? Can you hear me?
And I'm absolutely wonderful, man. We hear you loud and clear. Arthur, just kind of share, if you would, your experience in YTB very briefly. And I have a couple questions to ask you. Just kind of bring us up to speed on where you are.
Well, I tell you, James, first of all, I want to thank you guys, Roland, Craig, and yourself. I tell you, I'm still elated as well from last night's meeting. Didn't sleep all night. But the question I want to ask you guys that are on this call this morning is, are you ready? This company is totally amazing. And, you know, first of all, you know, to be ready, man, you got to be willing. You know, I hear a lot about change and what have you, but, you know, without change, something sleeps inside of us, you know, and seldom awakens. The sleeper must awaken, man. And now, you know, we are awake. We are plugged in. I want to say to the new people that are on this call or the new people that are in the business, get plugged in. I say, you know, we came into this business. We did very well at the beginning. Sometimes that may not be great because sometimes you have a tendency to kind of lay back. But I tell you guys, we are plugged in now. And I want to tell you to get out, create some activity, and by all means, use the tools. There are some tools in place that are absolutely phenomenal. So use the tools and just stay plugged in. We're so excited about this business, man. I can't tell you. And I'm just really elated about what they're doing here in the Atlanta area. And we are plugging in. We're humbling ourselves. We're getting out of the way. And we're going to get to the top. And we'll see you guys at the top, James.
Now, Roland, too, if you've got your really good friend, Reverend Arthur Gatlin, on the line here. Now, there's something unique about why Art's wearing his President's Club ring. Talk about that for a minute, Roland.
Well, yeah, man. I call Reverend Gatlin C54 Fum because he's my sleeping giant, you know. And I tell you what, man, he came into the business, and you're right, man. And the thing about this, James, is that Art, you know, didn't receive a $10,000 bonus. Art is not a national director yet, but he's wearing the ring, saying that he's earning anywhere between $100,000 to $500,000 in the company. Man, that right there is special because this is Art said. You don't have to be good at it. Just find somebody that is good at it and let them run away. But Art, right now, Art, I tell you all the time, you and your wife, man, you're working right now to get your wife to convention, you know, and I know you guys are going to be at convention. This is going to be her very first convention. You've been to all, I think two conventions. You've been the last two years, man. How did convention change your life?
Well, the convention, it just really got me motivated. Again, it's about plugging in and, you know, just kind of seeing some people that had less than what my wife and I had in our downline and the excitement that they had about this business, just listening to the vision of Coach and listening to the vision of Scott. It was just totally amazing. And you just kind of get the opportunity to see some of the same people with the same mindset, with the same direction. Some of the stories are absolutely the same about how they want to spend more time with their children and they're all time broke and they're no longer time broke because of this company. Again, this company is just phenomenal. I want to say something. And, you know, the difference between a successful person is not the lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but rather in the lack of will. We got to be willing to change and willing to do this business, man. This business is just awesome. And if you can wake up every morning with just the willingness to do it, like you have the willingness to go and put in those 8 to 10 to 12 hours on your job, man, I tell you, this thing will change your life. And we are totally excited here at the Gatlin's house because we're looking for change. We're looking for change.
Arthur, I appreciate you being on the line so much and sharing your incredible testimony. And just think, I don't think you can achieve what you've achieved in any other company because they don't have a 50% match.
That's right.
You know, Craig, I want to just thank you, Craig, for lending your expert opinion that I can't lend because I haven't been there, but you have. And thank you so much for sharing that with everybody on this call. And I want to just let everybody know that my mentor, Rick Ricketts, all of our mentors, everybody's mentor, Rick Ricketts, will be here on the call tomorrow morning. And I don't want any one of you all to forget what we're planning Saturday. You see, we're all locking arms, and we're marching to the same beat of the same drum. All you've got to do is get some people on the Harvest is Plentyathon. That is a four-hour marathon of recruiting conference calls after powerful testimonies, after charge toward the convention, recruiting conference call, powerful testimony, charge for the convention, recruiting call. You see, folks, every one of us call three people and say, listen to this, and I'll call you right back. I want you to hear what's going on. And then they can call three or four, and what next thing you know, we've got thousands and thousands and thousands that have been exposed to this business, and you could be sitting at home. Or you can hop in your car, ride over the car, and meet somebody and say, you've got to hear this. Folks, we've got the best of the best going to be on this Harvest is Plentyathon. I want to tell you, that's at 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. And then listen, it goes all the way till 6 o'clock Central and 7 o'clock Eastern. You've got a chance to tap in and let one person tell it another person, and they told two friends, and they told two friends, and so on and so on. And next thing you know, you just look at your back office and look at that check. Folks, we've got a real chance to explode our business, to get the word out right before this incredible convention. You have an opportunity to seize this. Or you could just sit back and kick up your heels and wonder what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, Roland, this has been an interesting call, and I'm glad we've had this call, Roland. I just want to turn the call over to you, man. I know you've got some information on what you're doing, a national campaign to get folks to the convention. Roland, I simply commend you for your effort and your heart in helping those that are struggling a little bit or trying their best. Roland, you went to bat, and you found a way for people to get to the convention for less than $70 a day, man. I think that's incredible. Talk about that, Roland.
Get on the bus. James, man, this project has taken on a life of its own. Man, I tell you what, man, the deal that people are giving us, I mean, for, just like you say, for $75 a day, you can go to convention. You know, for $300-something dollars, you get the convention. And I'd like to bring on Marsha Webb from New Jersey, man. She's working on a bus campaign over there in the Jersey area and New York area, and I'm going to let her come on and share some details about the trip. Marsha, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Roland. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, man. This campaign has taken life alone. People are calling, and we have a waiting list galore, man. And you fill up your bus so quickly over there in the New Jersey area. Why don't you go ahead and share some details of what you need done for the people who are interested in getting on the bus.
Okay, Roland. Well, again, just to reiterate, this bus trip includes round-trip transportation to and from the New York, New Jersey area and South Florida all the way to St. Louis. It includes four nights hotel, free breakfast daily. It includes your registration to the convention and round-trip transportation every day to the convention site for the low price of $315. And get this, if you've already registered for the convention, you can still get a seat on the bus, folks. It's $215 if you've already registered. You know, some people called me, some in tears actually, and said, I registered for the convention, but I didn't know how I was getting there. So we've been the answer. You have been, thank you for starting this up, the answer to many, many people's prayers. So let's go ahead and email myself. If you're looking to go from the New York, New Jersey area, at mywebgetaways@hotmail.com, and that's mywebgetaways@hotmail. And out of the South Florida area, Victorious Agent, that's Victor, I-O-U-S, agent, at USA.net. Folks, there are a few seats left on the bus. I'm pretty sure we'll be sold out by Saturday. That conference call yesterday, if anybody was on it or if you saw the streaming video, just seeing Coach, that's just a taste, just a sample of what's to come at the National Convention, folks. We can't afford not to go. We've now made it affordable for many, and even, you know, I've heard people say, well, I only have 1 week vacation left at work and I wanted to go somewhere. This is the vacation you need to take, because if folks don't go to the convention, well, that's going to be the most expensive vacation they ever take. So back to you, Roland.
Wow, man, buses are filling up, man. Get on the bus now. Get on the bus now while there's still seats available, man. Wow, man, what an awesome call. Man, wow, what an awesome opportunity to be able to go to the convention for $300. This is my plane ticket this morning. That. Well, man, listen, guys, as leaders, instead of concentrating on how we feel, we need to focus on what we believe. If your belief level's not up yet, get to convention. If your team is feeling a little dead, maybe you are dead. Your team is not excited, you're not excited. To be caught on fire, you need to hang around fire. So please, guys, let's get to convention. Let's do this. Let's get on the bus. And always remember, on behalf of Jason Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle Torres, Craig and Marcia Sweet, Arthur Charmaine Gatlin, Marshall Garland Webb, we are skipping levels in 2008. Don't believe what you see. See what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. Be blessed. You're on the call in the morning.
All right, another exciting morning call, another exciting Jet Set morning call is a follow-up from our company-wide call last night, and I got about 3 minutes to critique the call this morning. For those out there listening, we will be broadcasting the Harvest is Plenty Thorn this Saturday, 3 o'clock Eastern Time to 7 o'clock Eastern Time here on Home-Based Business 101 Blog Talk Radio. Show that you're currently tuning into, we will have that up. People that are listening that still want to check out our company and our business, we can get you to the convention for free if you want. If you want to go to the convention, we can get you in for free where you can observe and, you know, learn about this company. This company is moving at a rapid pace. It is in a Microsoft moment. Now, remember, when Bill Gates started Microsoft, he went to five of his friends. And he said, hey, one day everybody or the majority of people are going to own computers. And I had figured out how to have an operating system for computers, and we can become multimillionaires. Well, three of his friends thought he was crazy. Two signed up and went on with him, and the rest is history. This company's at a Microsoft moment. People don't sleep. Some people, they missed Google. They missed other things. Now, what you do with your money, that's your business. But this is a great opportunity to be able to go in to a company, earn a significant amount of income to do whatever it is that you want to do special out here on the earth. My main reason for being in this company, I have a nonprofit and I work with youth. I want to make the millions of dollars I need to make so I don't have to be applying for grants no more and people telling me what I can and cannot do. So I hope you hear what is being said. I hope you don't read in a magazine 5 years from now and say, you know what? Somebody shared that with me, but, you know, I just thought they was, you know, just blowing a lot of hot air. And, you know, so I just decided that, you know, hey, well, man, I'm not interested in that. And then read and say, you know, or point to your child and say, you know what, I had a chance to be a part of that, and I chose not to. And your child will look at you and say, dumb, dumb, dumb. So, folk, you know, hey, get on board. Let me bring up my co-host, Monticello Mitchell. We've got 2 minutes left. Monty, what'd you get out of the call this morning and last night?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Tower. The thing that I hear loud and clear, first of all, two things. Integrity. The company, the leadership of this company has absolute integrity. I mean, they're not pulling any punches. They're telling you where we're going and that they're in it. And that you better be in it, because we're going absolutely to the top, to the next level. And the second thing is, you can't win if you don't plug in.
Hey, we tell people that every Monday night.
Every Monday night. And see, people that aren't plugging in, see, they're getting this misinformation and they don't understand, because they're not aware of what the real story is and what's really going in, because they're not plugging in. So Tower, you can't win if you don't plug in, man.
Yeah. Hey, Pam, we're down to like about a minute left. Give me a quick comment. What you got here in the call this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love the way you said about being around winners and positive people. Now, I believe firmly in that. That's why I get on the call every morning, you know, when I, you know, wake up in time enough. But most time I'm always on the call. I just like the way you said that, about being around winners, being around positive people, you know, going for the, you know, going for the top, you know, going, you know, want to be somebody, you know. And we all have a purpose in life, and I think this is my purpose. Well, I know this is my purpose. And
hey.
I'm just glad to be on the call.
Hey, great. We're glad to have you on here. You know, we're glad that you're plugging in. You know, and we're trying to get other people to plug in, but you're plugging in. And by plugging in,
yeah.
your time is going to come. Your ship's going to come through. Just keep plugging
yeah.
in. You know, it's out there at sea, but it's coming in to the harbor. So, you know, just
that's
keep
right.
plugging in. It's coming. Okay, I got to wrap up. We got 15 seconds left. And, hey, you know, let's make sure we get people on this. Harvest is Plenty Thorn this weekend so we all can get some new people. Give y'all a call back in as soon as we close off in the air. God bless everybody. And, hey, peace and blessings.
Okay, bye-bye.